We do things in the company to protect us from that.
Why do you think that that's bad? Like, Warren Buffett has multiple things and is one of the richest men in the world.
Does he? Because he, as far as I know, and I may just not know, but as far as I know, he is purely investing. If you abstract out to what he understands how to do is recognize a deal when he sees it. That's it. As far as I can tell, that's all Warren Buffett knows how to do.
That plus operate.
I don't know. I don't know him well enough to know if he operates.
Maybe
I just needed
Charlie Munger.
He doesn't operate.
Like, did you ever hear the Charlie Munger quote that's, he said, it might not have been Charlie, it might have been his mentor. He said, the difference between good leaders and bad leaders is when I hire a dog, I don't do the barking for it. And
wow, that's good.
And I thought that has really driven a lot of my business building is realizing I'm like you. I'm in some ways, I like hands in pots, which is not very good for focus. But what I found is that there are a lot of people who are singular focus individuals who do incredibly well with one thing in front of them. And so those end up being my number twos. And, you know, you've built massive wealth, so you're obviously very good at focus too. But sometimes I wonder, like, is there just one way? I mean, maybe there is a main thing and a side piece.
I really think there are physics.
Yeah.
I think that whoever you point to, oh God, I'm going to ruin my own example here because I was going to say, except for Elon Musk, like it's freakish. But here's what I think.
Blue Origin?
Yes, but the vast majority of his career was just focused on Amazon. It wasn't until he started really starting to pull away and he had so many of the world's most talented people working for him. And my problem isn't putting my hand in too many pots because I don't want to do people's jobs. I am not a micromanager. Yeah. As I tell people, if I'm micromanaging you, it's because you're not delivering results. I don't want to pay attention to you. Yeah. What I want to do is the part I like, the part that I'm uniquely good at. That's all I want to focus at. And if I'm getting results in other areas, amazing. The problem is when you're the CEO, you have a bigger responsibility. You have to paint vision. You have to keep people excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a feeling that even Elon Musk, there might be networking things that work for him, but I have a feeling each one of his companies would be better off if he gave it 100% of his time and focus. It's just that he is such a freak and the rate at which he can think and also of his own admission, he's not the CEO of many of his companies. He's usually the lead product and engineer guy.
Yeah.
And so his mind just seems to work very, very fast. So there's some level of what's the speed at which you think and how many tasks do you take on? So for instance, if I could think faster, which would not be a stretch, I am not a fast thinker. I'm a fast talker who thinks slowly and deeply about a lot of subjects. And so I confuse people who think I'm a fast thinker, but I'm not. So if I could think faster, then I could have more output across more things, but I can't.
Yeah.
And so alas, it really is holding us back.